Hello, culinary enthusiasts, and welcome back to another episode of Simple Recipe Box. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're diving into something truly artistic and unique in the world of baking. We're exploring the art of dead dough creations, those stunning, intricate sculptures that look almost too beautiful to eat. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, this episode will guide you through everything you need to start sculpting your own edible masterpieces. So, let's get started. First things first, what exactly is dead dough? This special type of dough doesn't rise, making it perfect for crafting detailed sculptures. It's all about the right combination of ingredients and technique to keep the dough manageable, yet firm enough to hold those intricate designs we all admire. Let's talk ingredients. You'll need flour, salt, and water. That's it. Flour provides the structure, salt strengthens the dough, and water binds everything together. Remember, the quality of your ingredients can really make a difference. So opt for fine, high-quality flour and pure, non-iodized salt for the best results. Now, mixing these ingredients is where the magic starts. You want your dough to be pliable but not sticky. Add water slowly to your flour and salt mixture until you get the right consistency. It's a bit of a balancing act. Too dry and it won't hold together, too sticky and it won't sculpt well. Once you've got your dough ready, it's time to shape your sculptures. If you're just starting out, try simple shapes like leaves or flowers. For those looking for a challenge, why not craft more complex figures or even characters? And here's a pro tip. Use a toothpick for adding fine details, which can really bring your sculptures to life. Coloring your creations adds that wow factor. Safe practice is crucial here. So use food coloring mixed with a little water and brush it onto your sculptures before baking. This not only enhances their appearance, but also helps in defining those lovely details you worked so hard on. After your masterpieces are baked and cooled, it's important to store them correctly. Keep them in a cool, dry place, away from direct sunlight. This helps preserve their form and prevents warping. And though it might be tempting to snack on them, remember, dead dough is more about art than edibility. There you have it, folks, the secrets to crafting your own dead dough sculptures. I hope you feel inspired to try this unique form of baking. Don't forget to share your creations with us on social media. We love seeing what you come up with. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I'm Ben Harper, and until next time, keep those ovens warm and your creativity hot.